is the hair of a friend, Bein Mishal Behema, and even hair of an animal. So three different types of hair. There is her hair, there is her friend's hair, or there are hairs of animals. What kind of hair of an animal? Rashi says of a horse, Vaita. Uvit toy tefes. Okay, this like a tefillin. Tefillin is called a v'hayu l'toitofos bein einecha, an ornament. Okay, uvisar vitin. What is a sar vitin? A sar vitin is an ornament, also which is braided into her hair, and it seems like it's like a shetel almost. Okay, it's some type of ornament which goes down onto her cheeks. I'm reading it from the parish. There is no Rashi. On the side of the Gemara, it says in my parish, "Kemin tachshed hakodach al roisha uvitolu lo al lech yeha mikan umikan." It's an ornament that's wrapped around her head, and it extends down to her cheeks. Okay, so it's some type of ornament that's called a sarvitin. Bizman shehin tefudin, provided that these three things are stitched into her head covering. Okay, so she has on her head what's called a bizman shein tefudim, period. Provided these things are stitched in.
What is the concern?
The concern is she'll take it off. The concern is she will take these things off and show and carry back home.
Even though they're interwoven into her hair.
No, so it's not. I made a mistake. It's not interwoven into her hair. It's interwoven into what we call a savacha. She's wearing on top of her hair some type of covering, which is called a savacha. Okay, that's that. You have this all over. I don't know. It's a net. She has on top of her head a net which gathers all of her hair together in one place, that it's not spread out all over the place. And into this savacha, she would sew either her own hair from the past, or her friend's hair, or the hair of a horse, or she would stitch into this savacha some type of ornament which would drape over her head and go down until her cheeks. Okay, that's what they did in ancient times. And in these situations, there is no concern that she'll take it off in the street. Now, over here in the side of the Gemara, it says she'll show it to her friend. Okay, you asked a very important question. What is the concern? Every one of these situations is a different concern. In this particular halacha, the concern seems to be she will take it off to show to her friend. There is no concern that she will show the beautiful horse hair that she has, or the beautiful her own hair that she stitched in, or this ornament. There is no concern. There is no concern. And then she'll carry it for Amis, because since these things over here are stitched into the svacha, it's not going to happen. Okay, horse hair. You know, today you don't use horse hair today for violins. Violin string is horse hair. Okay, weiter. Bekovel. Now we go to another halacha. Bekovel. What about, is a woman allowed to go out bekovel? Bekovel is a type of hat made from wool that they put underneath the svacha. Okay, there's another type of ornament. It would be very interesting if we can go back in time and see what women look like. They had obviously a very complex set of ornaments. A kala had 24 tachshitim. And these women, interesting, had all these different types of ornaments. So it says a woman go out with a kaval. Kaval is a wool type of hat that was put underneath the net. With kaval, with a pair of nachris. And then we have a pair of nachris. What's a pair of nachris? A shetel. A pair of nachris is called a shetel. Okay, that's she wear these things now. What did it say? She can wear these things only into the courtyard. In other words, a woman is not allowed to wear a kavul, and not allowed to wear a pair of nachris into the reshus sarabim, because she may come to take it off and show it to someone else. But she is allowed to wear this in the courtyard, and the courtyard is not the reshus sarabim; it's the reshus sarabim drabanan. When they did not make it to vichatzer, it's Rashi. Rashi says lechatzer. A kavul upeya nachris koi, and that's going to be talking about the discussion of the Gemara. We're going back to Akon on the kavul upeya nachris. The ashul el lemebek wal lirshrabim, but yet she's allowed to wear these things. The koyin vichach tel lashmin the lachatz muter. The kavul the sefer the masnitzon loya afli Gemara amaroi to lekuli alma kipa shel tzemer. This kavul that we are discussing is certainly, everyone agrees, that it is a certain type of covering made from wool. In other words, If we go back a couple of Mishnayos ago, there was a machlokes, what exactly is a kovel? Is a kovel a kibush al tzemer, or is a kovel some other type of item? Here, everyone agrees the kovel is a kibush al tzemer, and the Mishnah is teaching us, a woman is allowed to wear this into the courtyard, but it's not allowed to wear this into the Rishus Rabim, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly why. Okay, what is the Pei Nachri? It's a very important Rashi, because this Nogelach L'maisa is not necessarily when it comes to a Sheitel. Kiliyas Seyar, Telusha, it is a collection. It is a, you would weave the hair, detached hair, Vitzavrasa Ta'al Sara, and she collects it, it's gathered on her hair, in Kiliyasa, Shetedo'e Ba'ala Seyar. Okay, it's a make-believe artificial hair. She would take this, and she would present it on top of her natural hair in order to make herself appear like she has hair. Okay, right in the Gemara. Then there's right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, what else is a woman allowed to do? B'moich sheba ozna. A woman is allowed to wear a moich in her ear. Why? In other words, if she has some leakage of tsoya in the ear, tsoya tsoizen, she wants to put some type of katin. Katin, a woman is allowed to wear katin in the ear. B'moich sheba sandala, she wants to wear moich in her shoes for tainuk. So this is a very important halacha, that you're allowed to go wear some type of insert in your shoe in order to comfortable weiter. Uve moich sheskina l'nidasa, another thing, a moich that she would misaken for a nida in order to collect the blood, that her clothing should not get dirty. Next, the pilpul uve gilgal. What's a pilpul? Pilpul is a very long pepper. That they put in her mouth if she has bad breath. The pilpul, the gilgal, what's gilgal? The gilgal melach are granules of salt if she has tooth disease. Okay, so they use salt, some type of gargir melach that was instrumental in healing their teeth. Next, the choldava shenita l'sech pia, if she can put into her mouth anything that she wants, l'vat shalot hitin l'chalatil b'shabbos. Now this is very interesting over here, she can do all these things. She can put these things into her mouth before Shabbos begins, but she's not allowed to put these things into her mouth when Shabbos begins. Why not? Why only can she do these things before Shabbos? Because, what's the lumdus? Why only before Shabbos? Tosis writes, because it's a refuah. Okay, so this is the halacha of a fool. Tosef over here says, "Uvulvad shleititin lechatil b'shabes perush haram rabenu peras gzerig mishum sechika samimonim kevon dil refuahu v'li nira the imkain in nafal amai lo taachser ha'perik b'asher to the erevin machzir rutiyah b'migdash avlam medina v'alkei v'alkei loyshen lachzir v'harutiyah elu mishum shema yimrach." He goes on to the Sviya Shem, go back to the very bottom to Haz Hasanik, Adava Ha, Kol Yodim, Dilchain, Tzricha, Lekushum, Chashasha, Ala Badava, Shi, Nasenis, and Sech Pia, Einem Yodim Lamahina Sekh. So there he goes on to give the reason, but basically, the reason over here is because of Refuah. Okay, that's the basic Yisoid. A woman may not put these things into her mouth on Shabbos because it looks like she's giving herself medication, and it is also midrabanan to take medication on Shabbos because it may come to grind up samimanim. But if she did it before Shabbos, it's mutter, and in this case, she's allowed to put it back into her mouth if it falls out on Shabbos, but she's not allowed to put it into her mouth. L'chatchila, as she says, "Yivnafal l'sachser." Period. Next halacha: Shein toy seves. What is a shein toy seves? Okay, this is a false tooth. Why is it called the word toy seves? What's the word toiseves? Nisuna lashon of niton. Nisuna bilechyecha b'makom acher. V'hi shel zahav, a gold tooth. Okay, shein shel zahav, a shein toiseves, which is shein shel zahav. Me'amater v'achacham imayishem. Why? Because you may come to show your friend what a beautiful thing that you have. Hey, Shlomo Rabinowitz, what happened? You just arrived now, Shlomo Rabinowitz? Shlomo Rabinowitz, welcome. We just learned the Mishnah. We learned Afsal Dalam Beis. We learned the Mishnah on the Afsamach Dalid Amid Beis. Okay? Now, the Gemara over here says you're on twice. I have you on twice over here. Next, it's Shricha. Frank the Gemara. Why it was necessary for the Mishnah to tell us that a woman can go out with her hair three times? There are three different examples for a woman, that a woman over here is allowed to go out wearing hair on Shabbos. There is her hair, the hair of her friend, and the hair of her horse. A woman is allowed on Shabbos to stitch the hair, her different types of hair, into her svacha and go out on Shabbos. Why was it necessary for the Mishnah to teach us three different types of hair? It's not disgusting. She can go out wearing even the hair of a friend. Why the bas mino here? At least chaverta. At least it's a human hair, a human hair shetel. Shlomi, are you wearing now a human hair shetel on your head? I can't see a human hair shetel. The bas mino, aval the behema. But let's say the hair is an animal hair. Lab the bas mino hu emoloi. That's why tzricha. You need to have the Mishnah teach you all three are mutter: her hair, her friend's hair, and the animal hair. A yalda is not allowed to wear the hair of a zakein, of an old lady. We understand why zakein is a yalda, because it makes her look beautiful. If an old lady wears black hair of a young woman, it's beautiful. So what's the problem? Probably she'll come to go. They're not going to laugh at her. Now we're going over into a naisot. That Rashi, we introduced the problem here, that the woman may come to take it off. She'll be so embarrassed that people are laughing, making leitzanus, she will remove it. So if a woman is wearing a zakena, is wearing the hair of a yalda, she's not going to be embarrassed because she looks young. Everyone wants to look young. Everyone wants to make believe who they are not. So no one says, shvach, el yalda b'shal zakena mai, a yalda b'shal zakena amai, g'nai hula. It's a g'nai. And she might come to take it off. So the Gemara says, I the tani zakena b'shal yalda, tani nami yalda b'shal zakena. So the Gemara here says, el yalda b'shal zakena amai. Why is it, I made a mistake. Nachman. It says in the Braisa, uvad shal yalda, teitze, shaloi teitze yalda b'shal zakena, v'zakena shal yalda. A zakena is not allowed to wear the hair of a yalda. Not allowed. Why? Bishlaima, zekena bishal yalda. A zekena bishal yalda. There's a chidush. The chidush is, I may think it's permitted because it's complimentary to her. And therefore, she'll never come to take it off. She'll never be embarrassed. Kamash mulan, she'll be exposed as a fraud. People will notice that it's not the proper thing for you to be doing. You're a zakena, you're 100 years old. What are you making believe that you're sweet 16? So she will be embarrassed and she will come to take it off. That's a chiddush, because you may think that if a zakena wears the hair of a yalda, the shetel of a yalda, it's beautiful. No, it's not. When you fake out people too much, it's not beautiful. But what is the chiddush of telling us that a yalda is not allowed to wear the hair of a zakena? That's pashut ad ma'ot. She'll be embarrassed and she'll take it off because people are laughing at her. So Bishlami Yazakhul Yadh Shahula El Yadh Bishul Kina Mai Gnai Hulot Ganai. The Gemara says, you're right. There's no chiddush. I did the Torah Zakin Mishal Yalda Tornam Yad Mushal Tzkin. You're right, there is no chiddush. It's just stylistic symmetry. Once we said one part of the Mishnah, we had to say the part of the Mishnah. Next, b'kol pei menachos l'chatzar, a woman is allowed to wear a kovel, and a pei menachos l'chatzar. I'm Rav Kol Shoshal Kovel. Now here we go to the halacha. Now it says in the Mishnah there are only two things that a woman is allowed to wear into the courtyard. Now there are two different types of Rishus Rabim. There is a Rishus Rabim de Raisa, and there is a Rishus Rabim de Rabbanan. A Chatzar is a Rishus Rabim de Rabbanan, because a Chatzar is an area that is shared by multiple Batim, and each by, but in the Raisa, there are four walls, so it's still called the Rishus HaYochid de Raisa. It's the Rishus HaRabim de Rabbanan, because it is an area that is shared by multiple individuals, and we of course discuss a case where there is no Eruv Chatzeres. So it says here in an incredible chiddush in the Mishnah that when it comes to a kovel, a wool cap, and a peh nachris, a woman is not allowed to wear these things into the Rishus HaRabim, but she is allowed to wear these things into a courtyard, into a Rishus HaRabim derabbanim. So frek the gemara. So Amar Rav kol shalshu chachamim. We're just reviewing the halacha. Everything that the chachamim said about a woman that she's not allowed to wear into the rishus rabbim, likewise she is not allowed to wear into the courtyard. Kol shalshu chachamim lotz espo the rishus rabbim. Also lotz espo lechotzer. Chutz, the only exception is b'mi kavol upei anachris. These are the only exceptions. A woman can wear these things into the courtyard. And the Gemara will explain in a few moments why. Okay, we'll get to the why in a few moments. Rav Anani bar Sosa Mishmeid Rav Yishmol Omar, Hakol Kikavol Tanan, everything is like a kavol. In other words, a woman is allowed to wear everything that we learned in this perek into the courtyard. These are just examples, but everything can be worn to the courtyard. All of the things that we learned in the Mishnah in this entire perek, they're not allowed to be worn only into the Rishus HaRabim, but into the Chatzar, it's permitted. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, B'kavu l'pei nachris l'chatzar. It says in the Mishnah, the word, the only place where it says this halacha is only by the kavu l'pei nachris. So Bishlam, Rav Nech, couldn't make a lot of sense. Ella, Rav Anani bar Sosain, that says everything can be worn into the courtyard, Kasha. Why did it only single out these two things? So the answer is Nani bar Sosan Mishmeid Man Kamallah. Mishra Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Tanahu Upolik. Enochi Nami. It's Machlekes Tanoim. Our Mishnah clearly holds the only thing that a woman can wear into the courtyard is the kovel and the kovel of the Pei Nachris. And Enochi Nami. There's another Tana. There's another Tana. Rabbi Shmuel Yitzhakah holds. He disagrees. V'Rav Mai Shno Honey. Now, according to Rav, that does indeed differentiate between a kavel and a pei nachris. Why only these things may a woman wear in the courtyard? So here we come to Merdeka Yisoid. Rav Maish Nachani Amaula Kidesh Lo Tiskone Al Baila. She should look beautiful, and that's why Chazal will makel to allow her to wear these things in the courtyard. Rashi says Kidesh Lo Tiskone. Hitiru lo kitzas kishutim hanoim. They were permitted a few of her ornaments to wear into the courtyard. Now here's the question. The question is, why is she wearing these things? Is she wearing these things for her husband, or is she wearing these things for someone else? If she's going to the courtyard, is her husband coming with her into the courtyard? Everyone who took a course in Shalom Bayis, everyone knows that they tell women in Shalom Bayis that you're only supposed to look beautiful for your husband. You're not supposed to beautify yourself for somebody else's husband. Okay, isn't that what they teach in Shalom Bayis classes? A woman is only supposed to beautify herself for her husband, not for someone else's husband. The minhag ha'olam is, it's not the way the minhag ha'olam is. The minhag ha'olam is that a woman at home, she does not get dressed up at all, zero zilch zippo, and the only time she puts on fancy clothing, makeup, and all these fancy tchotchkes is only when she goes out of the house to look beautiful for somebody else's husband. Right? Isn't that Derech HaOlam? So what is it over here in this Gemara? That when a woman goes out into the courtyard, she's allowed to wear these beautiful ornaments. You can really learn that is that, where's the husband? Is the husband accompanying her into the courtyard? Pashtus is not. So why then is she getting dressed up to wear this in the courtyard? So you have to say that maybe the other way around, that if she looks beautiful for somebody else's husband, then the husband gets jealous. Oh, it's my wife. Isn't that bizarre what it says here? Shlomo, you understand this Gemara? This Gemara is a tzoruch iyun gadol ad me'oid. Ad me'oid, me'oid, me'oid. What does it mean over here? They allowed her to go get beautified in the courtyard. Kidei shlodeskone al bala. Is the husband also going out into the courtyard with her? They're going for a spatzir? And therefore she's allowed to look nice for her husband outside the house? Why? Look nice inside the house. Maybe the husband is not going with her into the courtyard. All right, Vaita. It's something to think about. Maybe you have to ask this question to your wife. Ask your wife this question to explain to you this Gemara, the longest psychology of this Gemara. Vaita. It says in the Pasuk, it says a woman that's Dava, she's flowing with blood. Benidah, the word Dava means to flow. It's Rashi and Chumash. A woman that's flowing with blood, benidasa zekenim harishonim amru shlo tikchol v'le tifkois. That when a woman is a nida, when a woman is in nidah, she should not beautify herself because she may, the husband may have a taiva for her, and it will come lidei avera. She should not put makeup on her eyes. For like tifkois. Tifkois is serak al poneha, powder on her face to make her look red. And a woman is not allowed to wear colored clothing when she is a nida. I once went to a shev brachas in Yerushalayim by Charedim, and you know there were women, a lot of women there, and I asked my my brother, why are all the women wearing black? Every single woman there was wearing black. Why are they wearing black? Since when are they wearing black? Men wear black. Why are they wearing black? So he says that wear black is like, you know, you can't wear such stand out. Mishum tznius. So it says in the Gemara that women are supposed to wear big day tzvayim. Look at Shlomi. Shlomi, he looks like Santa Claus. Look, he has a red shirt, and a white beard. Ho, ho, ho. Look at him. Looks like Mamash Santa Claus. You probably put on that shirt because of today's daf. The red shirt is so stark that the computer, the contrast, it has a hard time making that kind of like a blob of red. Pile ploim. He doesn't even see this. Sholim doesn't even get to see this. Get to see what's going on over here. The color, that the costume that Shlomi put on this Gemara. Big day tzvayim. At Shebo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was married to Rochel, the daughter of Kalba Savua, the Lee maid, and he taught Halacha, Imkein Ata Miskona Al Bala, then she's going to become repulsive. Vinimsa Bala Migarsha, it's going to lead to divorce. Rabbi Akiva did not mince words, and he said that if a woman does not beautify herself in front of her husband, it's going to lead to divorce. Look at that, Mamish. That word, if you ever listen to Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Rabbi Shaul Lehman is a very big fan of Avigdor Miller. He has probably his most famous tape. This tape everyone knows by heart. Every married man knows by heart. Ma'aseres ha'dibrois of marriage. I'm now going to tell you the Aseres ha'dibrois of marriage. Rule number one. Never say to your wife, you are ugly. Rule number two. Never say to your wife, I want a divorce. Okay, you ever listen to that tape? The Aseres Hadibrois of marriage. So he says over here, Mamish, Rabbi Akiva says it's going to lead to divorce. He does not mince words. Ela mai, tabla v'hadava, tabla v'hadava is b'nidasa. Vos meinta v'hadava b'nidasa, b'nidasa, dehei ad sheba, shetov b'mayim. Oh, but what's the word, what is the word then, v'hadava b'nidasa, that it means that she should be tehei bini dasa bitumas ad to the mayim litvol, even though the af rash the avish of zayin vayin shalot potsak mayna, and her mayin has closed. In other words, he's teaching you a halacha. These words vadava, the hadava bini dasa, it's not teaching you. Let's take a step back. Let's say the time of the Quran. According to the first man of the Yomar that says that a woman, according to the first man of the Yomar, a woman during the time of a Nida should not beautify herself. The drasha means benidasa. The word benidasa means she should be apart. She should be separated. The way the woman separates herself from her husband is by being ugly, is by not beautifying herself. That was the understanding of the Tanna Kamma, that she should not wear eye makeup, wear face makeup, and not wear colored clothing. Rabbi Akiva says it's not the pshat in the pasuk. The word benidasa does not have anything to do with beauty. The word benidasa just means spiritual contamination, which means she's also labala. That's the machlokes in the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tanna Kamma learns the word benidasa means apart. Apart physically from her husband by isolating herself and doing things to make her look ugly. According to Rabbi Akiva, the word benidasa means that she's just spiritually contaminated. but there's nothing to do with her physical beauty. Okay, the word nida means that even that until the 7 days pass, until the halacha turns to 7 days, she is in spiritual contamination, but has nothing to do with beautification. Okay, now we go into a nice sugya. We go into the big sugya of Marisayin. Okay, here we go. Anytime when Chazal said that you are not allowed to do something because of Marisayin, even in secret. So now we learn the Mishnah Lebezug, that an animal is not allowed to go out with a bell, even though it is pokuk, even though it is the clapper has been removed. The title of the brayso is anidach pokuk lo zug shebitzavara, pokuk lo zug bitzavara, umitaylima bechatzer. It says that a person pokuk lo, a person allowed to close up the bell on the neck of the animal, umitayel ima, and walk with it bechatzer, and walk with the and allowed to have the donkey walk in the courtyard. So what do you see? Now we have to go back and understand the lumnus. What was the reason why we learned the Mishnah way back? We learned this together. What was the lumnus why we learned the Mishnah that a person is not allowed to have a bell on a donkey? Because Maris Ayin. People are going to think that they're taking the donkey lechinga. They're taking the donkey to the market to sell. And that was the derech. The derech was that when you want to indicate that the donkey is for sale, you put a bell around its neck. So what's going on? If you go and you take the donkey and it's wearing the bell and you close up the sound, it's mutter, but it's marisayin. In other words, there are two different types of marisayin. I mean, the ikar is the sound. When the donkey is walking, it's making a sound for sale. Okay, it's like an advertisement. Today we have much more sophisticated ways of advertising. You put your car on eBay. You put up a sale on all these different websites. But in the time of Chazal, the way you advertise that your donkey is for sale is you have a bell, and the donkey walks and makes it rings. So that's usher. But if you go and you put a you remove the clapper, it's mutter. So what? It's lamar sayin. Paikulab is with a varum with Ali Mabukatsar. The Gemara says, Tanoi. Einochanami, it's machlekis tanoim. So we have the title of the Braisa. Machlekis tanoim is there's going to be maris ayin. Now, I didn't clarify. In the courtyard. See, I'm sorry, I left out a key critical word. It says here that you're not allowed to take the animal with the bell that's been stuffed up into the Rishus HaRabim, but you are allowed to have the animal, the donkey, walk around in the courtyard. A courtyard for a donkey is equivalent to Chadrei Chadorim for a person. That is so...
You don't say Chadrei Chadorim that you have to be careful for...
Right. So, but there's an incredible chiddush over here. The Gemara was teaching is that the chadrei chadarim for a donkey is the courtyard for a person. Is public for a person. When we talk about chadrei chadarim, what do we mean? We mean you go into your basement. No one is watching. I go into the courtyard. The courtyard, that's public knowledge. If I go out into the street, that's very public. There are different madregos. For a person, there is the basement, there is the courtyard, and there is a street. So it goes without saying that you know, I'm going to go do something in Mamish in the Rishus HaRabim. The Chiddush is even not only in the Rishus HaRabim, and then the courtyard, and even at home when no one is watching. But an animal's Chadrei Chadarim is a courtyard, because an animal is not meant to be locked up in a courtyard. So, and it says here that it's permitted. So you see that Maris Ayin, the Chadrei Chadarim is permitted. So the Gemara says, Machlokes Tanoim, Tanoi, Tailand, the Rabbi saw, Shechatin Behema, Avaloi, Kineget Ha'om, you are permitted You're allowed to go and take clothing that are soaking wet and spread them out in the sun in order to dry. Avaloi kineged ha'om, because people are going to suspect they went and you washed it on Shabbos. Chadrei chadonim is also is mutter. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yishim, and Oishim, even the Chadrei chadonim, because Maris ayin, if your clothing are soaking when you're going to spread out in the sun privately in a private courtyard when no one's going to see, it's going to be awesome because it's machlekes. That's exactly machlekes. So maskana, we have machlekes, koldova, or shemacham, that is awesome, Yishim, Maris ayin, is it also awesome with Chadrei chadonim? This is Gemara's maskana, it's machlekes. Next, uvimoich shabiyahazna. You're not allowed to wear a moich in your ear. Tane Ram Baruch Yecheskel v'hu shekasha be'ozna. It says that, I'm sorry, that it's mutter. It says the Mishnah, it's mutter. It is mutter for a woman to put katan in the ear, provided that it's tied into the ear. U'v'moich shebe'sandala, a moich in her shoes, v'tane tane Ram Baruch Yecheskel v'hu shekasha be'sandala, it's tied into the shoe. U'v'moich shebe'skin de la l'nidasa, sava Ram Baruch Hama, l'meimar, v'hu shekeshura la bein yarchoy secha. Okay, over here it's for her nida. It has to be tied between her thighs. Amar Rava, af al pi yishein akashu la kevon demois loy asya lasui. Since it is detestable, she's not going to carry it. And the other thing is there is an issue. She may come to carry here. It's not. Boy minei Ram Rabbi Yirmiyah me Rabbi Abba asisol la beis yad mahu. Let's say she makes a handle. She makes a handle. Then, for the nida, she has a moich l'nidasa, and she has a technique in where she can actually handle it. She made a handle. So maybe then there's a real concern that she may come to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. Asa sola beis yad mahu, Rashi says, deloy arminan lo mois, el afilu, or not, or maybe, even though it has a handle, it's still considered to be disgusting to go handle this thing. Mahu Amar Lei Mutter. He told me it's permitted. Idmar Nami Amar Rav Nachman Bar Oshia Amar Yochanan Asur LeBesiad Mutter. Rav Yochanan Nafik Buhu LeBe Midrasha. Rav Yochanan went to the Beis Midrasha. Rav Yochanan Nafik Buhu. Rav Yochanan was Nafik Buhu LeBe Midrasha. Now we're going back on the Moich Sheba Oznoi. Okay, we're not going back over on the nidasa, obviously, because a man doesn't have this nida issue. So this halach is going back to the sugya of the moich sheba ozna. Just like moich sheba ozna for a woman, what about a moich sheba oznoi for a man? A man wants to put in his ear some type of cotton to absorb the... Excuse me. Shlomi. Are you still there? Sholim, you still there? I hope he's still there. Baita. Rabbi Yochanan Nafik La Nafik Bubbe Midrasha. He went to the Beis Medrash. V'chalukin Olav Chaverov. And his Chaverim, they were not happy. They did not like what he was doing. They disagreed. Rabbi Yanai Nafik Buhu L'Karmelis to a Karmelis. V'chalukin Olav Kol Doiroi. Here am I, sir? The Gansadar. He wore a Moich Shabi Oznoi. It was a Zokain, and the Gansadar, because it was not kosher, it was not tight. In fact, the Gemara of Yotani, Rabbi Yecheskel, v'hu shekosher lo bi'ozna. How could it be? But it says, how could they go out? How could Rabbi Yochanan, how could he go out, but it has to be kosher bi'ozna? L'kosher yochad mahadik, chad lo mahadik. That if it's mahadik, if it's firmly attached, then you're allowed to go out even when it's not tied. When it's not firmly attached, that's when you need to be firmly tied. Look at Rashi over here says, it was firmly attached, and you don't need to be tied. So, Rabbi Yochanan, the reason, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan was talk of Biyazna Yafa, and that's why only the B'nai Midrasha, not the entire Dar. The Gemara's question, why Rabbi Yochanan was only the Beis Med, why was his friends upset? Not the entire generation. Whereas, The second man d'amar the entire generation. Rabbi Yochanan chol yotach v'yosan yafim machadik v'loy boi kashiro. Rabbi Yochanan yecheskel b'loy machadik lishna achrina. Mital midi Rabbi Halevi. Rabbi Yochanan kashor hoy was tied. Ubeis midrash oy samuch lebeis ahava v'loy hoyser rishus haramav sekes. But the other man d'amar, he was going through the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so therefore the reason why Rabbi Yochanan, they were not so upset, was because either it was firmly attached or it was actually tied. And it was samuch lebit midrashai, but still his friends felt that on his madrega, it was not proper for him to do so. On his level, it was not proper. Vaita. You got it, Shlomi, everything good?
Yeah.
Vaita, but pilpul, we got with women's like with the pilpul, with pilpul, we got melach, pilpul, l'reyachapeh. The pilpul is l'reyachapeh. And gagal melach, l'dorshine. What does it mean, l'dorshine? Rashi says, l'choyle hashinayim. It means for an illness of teeth. Ois hay on the side of the Gemara. L'dorshine. Giris as aruch erich dar hay. Lidar shine. I don't know what that means. It means for teeth. Fine. Lechol davar shenay senes l'sech pia. Zan gibila. What's that? Zan gibila. What zan gibila? I don't know what this is. It's some type of zach. Inami dar tsuna. These are different types of zangibul. What's zangibul? Zangibul is, I don't know, what is it in article? Some type of herb. Or we're dealing over here with something which is Dartsuna Kinmoin, okay? Kunim. Some type of zach you put in your mouth in order to go in and for some type of disease. Shane Toseves, Shalzov, Rameh Matir, Vachachamim, Oishrim, Oma, Rabbi Zero, Loishanwil, Shalzov of Gold, of Israel Kesav, they are called Mut. The only time it's also is to wear a gold tooth, but a tooth. Shlomi, what are you doing? What are you doing, Shlomi? You closing the camp?
Something
at
my lights in.
Right in the Gemara, it says here, Tanya nam yachi b'shol kesef, they were called mutter. Shalzov, what's a locher, may a matter, v'achachah b'mayishim, what's the machlek? Because you may come to show your friend. When you're wearing gold, you're wearing a gold tooth, then you may come to this very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Avol Shel Kesef. Okay, first of all, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Avol Shel Zav Shemeshune Bimar Mishar Shinayim Vidilma Mevazula Vishakla Biyodim Umimatya. The reason why a woman is not allowed to wear on Shabbos a gold tooth is because it looks funny. It looks different. Her friends will come to make Litzonos. She'll come to take it out and to carry it. But silver blends into your other teeth. Rashi, Avol Shel Kesef, Shadoim L'Shar Shinayim, Dira Kol Mutar, Loshen Rabbi Say, Vuli Nira, Taimo D'Shal Zah, Mishum D'Chashiva, Pumfakert. You'll come to show people. V'Asil L'Achvuyeh, you'll come to present it. L'Kach Asir, Avol Shel Kesef. Loi Chashiva, V'Loi A'asil L'Achvuyeh, you're not going to come to present it to your friends. Loshen Rabbi Say, Koshuli. Ha Dim Rabbi Ya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the time of the Rabbanim Bishum the Chachele, having my Shna Rabbi the Chashiv Le Rabbanim. Let's look over there. Yeah, but over here, Rashi does present for us over the Mordechai Yisoid. A lot of these things you have to be done. Every single thing that you're not going to take out into the Rishus Harabim, especially when it comes to jewelry, there are two different reasons. Sometimes it's because it's beautiful, it's too beautiful. And when it's too beautiful, you're going to take it off to show your friend. Look what I have. I want you to be more jealous. And sometimes the reason is because you feel humiliated, that you're ugly, you look mishune. So you're going to take it out and hide it in your pocket so no one should see. Everything depends on kavod. Either you want to be better than someone or you don't want to be. See, you know what the machlekes is? The machlekes is, does a person want to be better than someone else? Look what I have. I have this beautiful piece of jewelry and you don't. The other mahalach is, you're not trying to brag. You're not trying to lord over your friend. You just don't want to be different. I don't want to be less than you. I want to be equal to you. And if I'm wearing something that makes me look different and stand out, I'm embarrassed. I want to be equal to you. Heremaisa, it's a fundamental machlokes in what is the Isra of Haitzah and many of these things. Chazal did not want a person to do something because they knew that human nature, the human condition is such that wants to be better than someone, wants to show off, to lord over someone else. Or some say, no, the time of Haitzah is because we just don't want you to be humiliated as being different than someone else. Okay, let's go right in the Gemara. It says here in the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Rebbe, the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, Kulas Rilu, the Kol Midi, the Miganya, Be, Loyasi, Lachvuye, anything that is disgusting, a person is not going to show their friend. There's no concern if they're wearing something that makes them look ugly. There is no concern that they're going to show it. Rebbe Hodamaran, we understand. That's why Reb. Now we already said Reb. Rebbe just said this over here when it comes to the tooth of gold, because the tooth of gold, according to this man, the Amar Ulam Pasha, is makes you look ugly. Where do we find Rebbe Lezer, Tanya, a similar halacha? Rebbe Lezer Poiter b'chay beles uvitzloicha shel paltiyoyne. Rebbe Lezer permit is Poiter. He says that it's basically permitted for women to go out b'chay beles. What is chay beles? It's a kesher of gold and silver that you put. It's some type of ornament that's made of gold or silver that you put in it, a type of ingredient that gives off fragrance. Poiter b'chaybeles, that's what a chaybeles is. Uvitzluches shel paltiyon, and it's looks a container, a flask of paltiyon, which gives off a beautiful fragrance. So it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because a reason why a woman is wearing these type of things around her neck is because she has odor. She gives off a repugnant odor. Therefore, it's not a maila to show her friends, look what I have. I have beautiful perfume. You know why I'm wearing this canister of beautiful perfume? It's because I stink. I have an odor. That's not a maila. A woman's not going to go and brag to her friend to show her the beautiful flask of perfume that she's wearing, because it's not a maila to tell the world that I stink. Okay, that's the side of these words. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, now where do we find Shimon Elazar? The Tanya. Klal Omar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Kol Shulamatim Min HaSvacha, Yoytzeba. Anything that a woman wears below the Svacha she can go out with, Lamala Min HaSvacha, Eina Yoytzeba. What's the Lomnis? Because anything that's Lamata Min HaSvacha, below the Svacha, in order to show it, she has to take off her, she uncover her head. And to uncover her head, it's going to be an embarrassment. But if it's lemaila min hasavacha, she does not need to uncover her hair and take off her sheitel. It's like a beautiful pin on her. Let's say she's wearing a beautiful pin on her sheitel. So then there's a concern she'll take off the pin to show her friend how beautiful it is. But if the pin, the thing that she's going to is underneath the net, the only way she could show her friend is by exposing herself. She's not going to want to do that. It's a gnai. So again, here we have this Zelba Yisoy. The only time that it's also for a woman to go on Shabbos is only when it's going to be a Gnai. But if it's not going to be a Gnai, that is only when it's going to be a, you know, is only when it's not going to be a Gnai. But something which is going to be a Gnai, that is going to be for me. So there are three different opinions. So go back to the one more time. Let's go back. Omar Abaya. Rebbe. I'm going back. Rebbe. Number one. Number two, Rebbe Eliezer. Number three, Rebbe Shimon Elazar. All of them, they all follow the principle, they call me the Dimignaya, anything which is going to be a gnai for a woman, she's not going to show her friends. Rebbe Hodamoran, like we just said, the case of the case of the gold tooth, it's a gnai, it looks funny. So she's not going to want to go and show off that she looks funny. Because these things mean that she has odor. So she's not going to go show an ornament which is filled with spices to take away the odor because it's a gnai. And the third opinion of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Tanya, Klalama Rebbe Shimon Elazar Kol Shul Lamata Ben Asvacha Yotza Boy Lamal Ben Asvacha Ini Yotza Boy, because it's going to be Lamata Ben Asvacha. In order to show her, she's going to have to go take it off, and take off the Svacha is going to be a Bzoyoin. But if it's Lamayla Ben Asvacha, there's no need to be Mavazi yourself to show your friend what a beautiful piece of jewelry you're wearing, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. Vaita Yotza Besela Sha'al Hatzin is. A woman is allowed to go with the sella, it's a coin, okay? The tzinis, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly this is. We'll leave it for one moment. The Gemara is going to say it's bas ara, okay? It's a certain type, okay? It is a maka on her foot, and you tie a coin lerefua. So Nachmo, Yaitza Betzela, a coin. Woman would tie a coin, a coin. Sha'al Hatzinis. Tzinis is some type of wound. And the refuah for the wound is money. Money. If there's money, okay, obviously the coin has some type of rust, metal. The metal gives off some type of chemical. And the chemical on the coin is beneficial to heal the wound. To heal the wound. See, that's what the President of the United States wants to say, is that the refuah for corona is to open the economy. The sella, the money. If the economy is good, then corona goes away. Okay? There's alumnus to that. Okay, yoitza b'sella. If there's money in the bank, alts is good. Everyone knows that. All problems in life, not all, 99.9% is about money. There's money, there's different attitudes. The attitude changes very quickly when there's money. When there's no money, nothing is good. So the refuah for the tzinis is gematria coronavirus. And with the koilel, it equals COVID-19. So it covers all different shemas. What's the refuah? The sela, the coin, the gelt. When there's money in the bank, alt is good. Are you listening, Rishol Lehman, or you disappeared?
I'm right here.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Yoitz v'sol shalatzinis. Next. Habonis katanis yoitz v'chutin nafilu v'kista. The bonus katanis are allowed to go out v'chutin with strands, of strands on their hair. Nafilu v'kismin shebi oznayim. They're allowed to even go wear kismin shebi oznayim. Earrings. They would put thorns in their ears. Today we put gold and silver and diamonds and studs. Okay, and they do this to a baby even before the bris. They do this to the baby. They put earrings. The woman is allowed to go out with this. Why? Shedochim, pikuach nefesh. The girl has to look beautiful, so the boy should want to marry her. Next, arviyos, yoitzos ruulos. Women who are from Arabia, they can go out ruulos. They can go out, ruulos means wrapped in a shemata. Okay, Rashi over here says, Rashi, arviyos noshim yisraelio sheba'arov. Women who live in Arabia, yoitzos ruulos, derech arviyos liyos mutafos roishon upneim chutz minoinayim. They put a shemata around their head, except for their eyes, a burqa. V'karle b'loshin aravi ruulos haynu har alois d'chsiv gabi tachshidi noshim b'sefer Yeshaya. This is one of the ornaments, the 20 ornaments listed in Sefer Yeshaya. Okay, in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, there are 24 tachshitin of a kala, and one of the tachshitin is the ru'ulos. The 24 tachshitin correspond to the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. He said that. I think he once said, Rabbi Shur said that. The Chazal, there are 24 tachshitin kala, and they correspond to 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Chazal said that a Talmud Chacham has to be mekushut like a kala. A Talmud Chacham has to know Tanakh like a kala, like a bride, and he has all 24 Sifrei Tanakh. So I once asked him, can the Rebbe please, this is the Rebbe's up, Rebbe's alley, this is up his derech, Rebbe please be masbir, what each ornament, which sefer it refers to. Can you give a drasha showing each one of the 24 tachshitin to which sefer, the chof dalet sefer tanach, does it correspond to, and that way we'll gain a new appreciation of the tafkid of that sefer. So he said, he has to think about it. Okay, I haven't seen him in a very long time. Vaita. Umidoyos Modai Perupais. What does it mean Perupais? If you live in Modai, you have to go out Perupais Shema Atvois Batalis. They would also they would write Toilaharitsua Bisfosa. Ha'achas k'neged tzavara u'v'svas ha'sheinis k'rechas evin ha'egoiz v'kosheris ha'ritzua b'krach v'ein ha'talis neifel me'olecha. Okay, in Modai, in Midi, in, how do you pronounce it? In Media? I don't know how to pronounce that country. Poras u'modai. Okay, poras u'modai. Daryovish ha'modi. He's the one who conquered Bavel. And when he died, and he gave it over to the Edom was Koresh, to the Persians. So Modai, they take some shmata and they wrap it around their head and they tie it by their mouth. I don't know exactly what this is, whatever it is. So the rule is that if you live in Modai, when in Rome, you do like the Romans. When in Arabia, you do like the Arabs. When you're in Rome, you like the Modim, and you wear the Shmat around your lips. One more time, Shema Atvois Batalis. They wrap a talis around their bodies. And not the lips, sorry. And the Ritsu of one end goes around your neck, and the other Ritsu Ashenis, Kodeches Evan, you tie a stone or a nut. And because Sheres Haritzua Bikrach, and you wrap it up onto itself, we really can use some illustration here, or maybe we can have a fashion show and have the women come. That would be a great, you know, that would be a sellout. That, I just thought of a brilliant idea. This would be an unbelievable sellout to have a Bameh Ha'isha Yoitza fashion show. All the items listed here in this perek, all the things that a woman is not allowed to wear on Shabbos, every single item will have all of the wives of the Magide Shir come and march down like on a fashion show and to show us exactly what these things are. How would that go off in the Haredi world? Vaita. V'chol Adam Ella Shadavit V'chol Adam Lav Davka the Arevios Lav Davka the Ruulois. And the Aravios Burus and Mudias Buparus Vukholodam, every single person can do this. Elo Shedibru Chachamim Behoivem. Elo, the reason why they said Dafka the Aravios and the Modai, we spoke of the common case. Next, Poirepes Alo Even Velo Egois. When it comes to Modai and you want to go wrap the Ritsua of the Zach on the Zach on a stone, v'yalu egoi, z'yalu matbeya, u'vat shloi tif roif l'chatchilu b'shabbos. Okay, the word poirepes means that you can do the wrapping. Okay, you do the wrapping, which means you mechaberes isha b'beged b'ritzua. It means you make the connection. You can make the connection, but do not go make the connection l'chatchilu b'shabbos. Vayit ma'itzinis. It says here in the Mishnah, Yoitza b'sela shalatzinis. What is the tzinis? The Gemara says bas ara. Okay, it's a type of disease. It's a disease. Okay, my ara. Like, you know the joke. A person says that he has a PhD in divinity. He's a doctor of divinity. So someone asked, what kind of machala is that? He's a doctor of divinity. A doctor means he's a doctor. So what divinity? What's divinity? It means he's a rough. Ruchnius. What kind of disease is it to be a rabbi? Weiter. Maitzinis bas ara means it's the name of a disease. And the solution is you go and you put money on it. Umayishna sela. Why a coin? Ilema kolmidi de akusha malila maybe means it's hard. A baze malila levelo chaspa put a piece of pottery. Elamishum. No, the reason why you need to use dafka coin is because of the metal content. The metal content is beneficial, which means what? Mishum shuchsa. Shuchsa means the lachluchis. The moisture that comes out of the silver If that's the case, levelotasa. So take a piece of silver, a foil of silver. Why do you have to have a coin? El mishum tsurasa, because it has embossed. It has sharp edges that come out. Levela pusla. So put a pesel. Take a slug that has any type of thing that sticks out. Amar Abaye Shvam, you know, kulum alla, all of them are good. An unbelievable zach. Unbelievable zach. This Gemara, if you want to learn a Adadic interpretation, is telling you an incredible sort of the economy. A coin, this Gemara is awesome. I hope Rabbi Sholim is listening to this. It's a chish you're not going to hear in any other shir. You're not going to hear this chish, not Rabbi Bornstein, not Rabbi Elephant. You're not going to hear this. You're not going to hear this in all the big famous Magidim that world-renowned people have thousands and millions of people come to listen to them. Here we just have two people that each one is shakal connected the whole world. Shlomo Rabinowitz and Sholimin. I'm telling you, chish, you're not going to hear there. The Gemara is saying the mile of a coin is three things. Lachluchis. Number, it's silver. This Gemara is the sort of the economy. And this chus shalala parnasa. Nachmal. Maitzinis. Basara. Maishna sela. Ilay mishumidia kush. It's hard. Malila. Levela chaspa. Ela mishum shuchsa. Moisture. There's some type of moisture that comes out of metal. Levela tasa. Make regular just a piece of silver. Ela mishum tsurasa. An image. The image which comes out. Levela pusla. So make a pestle. Some type of emboss. Some type of item of any material. That there will be sharp edges that will come out through embossing it. They will pressurize, put pressure against the foot. So a coin has three milois. Number one, it's hard. Number two, there's moisture. Number three, there's tsurasa. It's a combination. Parnasa, a healthy economy, is where you have harshness. There is something that is hard. What do you mean by hard? It's strong. Hardness means it's not going to bend. If it's bendable, then it's not going to help your foot. You have to put something on your foot that's flat, that's not going to bend. You want the foot to adapt to the shape of the coin, and not the coin to adapt to the shape of the foot. You have a leather shoe. The leather shoe bends and molds into your foot. Your foot is going up against leather. Who wins? When the day is over, who wins? Your foot wins. Because the leather bends. The leather bends and forms around your foot. So your foot won. Can you imagine? Bone and flesh have overpowered leather. But when you put a piece of metal against your foot, the metal is not changing shape. Your foot is going to have to adapt and mold into the coin. The economy has to be ironclad, strong, not clay moldable. Number two, there has to be lachluchis. There has to be in the economy lachluchis, meaning it schwitzes. It schwitzes. This tutzach. It's not cold. It's not just dry. Things are happening. There's lachluchis. There's activity. People are tumbling. The stock market is moving around. Things are. There's zeya. This movement.
Fluid.
What?
Fluid.
What?
Fluid.
Fluid. Fluid. And number three, there has to be a tsura. There has to be a goal. There has to be creativity. Can't just be money for the sake of money. The purpose of the money is to create, like there's a Gemara Masechta Brachas, he told his children, go to these people for a bracha, because these people are Anshei Tzura, the Balei Midos. They're people that have made something out of themselves. There has to be goals to create something beautiful. That's what a sela is. A coin has three meridika milas. It's hard, like a rock. It's solid. Number two, there's lachluchis. There's fluidity. There's movement. There's zeya. And number three, You have in the coin a tsura. Okay, this is the soid of a healthy economy. This is the soid of a healthy economy. Isn't it a good word? Should we like that word?
You don't have to go to college for economics 101.
That was a good word. Okay, Vaita in the Gemara, we're what time is it already? The Davening Maariv over here? How come we have Maariv in the shul already? We have Maariv outside already. Now 9:47, the Davening Maariv outside. There's Maariv right now outside shul. Why do you come to shul? Why do you come to shul? They have Maariv every night over here. Every night there's Maariv outside the shul. Outside. I don't go outside. I stay inside and I open up the window and I daven in the shul. I can hear the whole Maariv from in the shul. What's going on outside the shul. Alright, we're going to stop over here. I kept you for an hour. Thank you for learning with me. It's Sadiqim Gumu. If you're not for you learning with me, I wouldn't learn a word the whole day. You keep my sanity. You give me focus. You give me something to look forward to. You do with me a much greater chesed than I can possibly do. So you did me an incredible toiva. It's like you babysat with me for an hour. I should pay for at least babysitting money. Shlomi, ho ho ho, you look just like Santa Claus. Have a merry evening. Don't get stuck in the chimney.
Go ahead, so
fine. Go ahead. To you.
There's no social distancing.
I get to that.
Good night.
Thank you.
Be well. I have to go pray. Pray for the dead, and the dead will pray for you. Only because... Well, you left me already. You left me? Terrible.
Right, he was the picture. I think some people didn't say what the picture. Cash is what the picture is. They're saying you have to have the picture.